What's up, man? T-Rail, I'm back, and I'm here with my boy Killer, you know what I mean?
What's the deal, buddy?
Yeah, niggas gonna see what's up with you right now. A lot of motherfuckers is gonna be upset that your ass is in this seat before they in this seat.
I mean, shit, a nigga a real nigga. Real, oh, God in heaven. Real. Shit, you know how I go.
But, and that's exactly why you here, you feel me? It's just genuine conversation. You know what I'm saying? And just like where I met you, like where I met you, like I met you at the barbershop. That's some real, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and just, you know, going back and forth with niggas before I even knew where you was from, any of that shit. It's just like the dialogue. It's just like the energy. And it's like, you know, I fuck with my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if you did music or whatever the fuck you did. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I just want to talk to Cub because you was like, hey, you do the No Jumper shit. I want to come up there and fuck with you. But, you know, usually, you know, niggas got to have X amount of views and the whole little shit. But right now, you know, I just want to talk to you because you have real dialogue, man. You know what I'm saying? I want the people to hear that shit.
No, 100, bro. I really appreciate that shit, and I appreciate you for having me up here.
Yeah.
And when I did meet you at the barbershop, I'm like, damn, man, they was telling me, like, man, you know he from Hoover, right? I'm like, man, shit, what the fuck that mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, a nigga a people person.
Yeah.
I don't care where you from, you know what I'm saying? And then when I seen you, I'm like, damn, that's the nigga off the No Jumper. You feel what I'm saying? Then I'm like, damn, all right, let me holler at him. Then it's just shit from there has been on. And I loved how you was talking.
Yeah.
And shit, from there, you know, shit.
Yeah, you know, I got the midst of it, you know. I'm like, hold on. I didn't even ask nobody where you was from or any of that shit. I just, you know, I could peep it. You know what I'm saying?
A barbershop is the barbershop.
Yeah, the barbershop is the barbershop. I'm like, hold on, let me see. You know how niggas be analyzing niggas' language? Like, let me see. Okay, well, let me see. And then I'm going to see. Let me see the nigga. Okay, I see the tat. All right, cool. It's whatever, cuz. You know what I mean? I see Nipsey Hussle shit going around. I'm like, no, but that shit is cool, man. I love that. You know what I'm saying? How barbershop talk and just how... You know what I'm saying? This is how the culture supposed to come together. You feel me? And supposed to see what's up. Because you now in the ghetto, I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I can't even have a cool conversation or whatever the case may be without asking a nigga where you from. That's how I determine or not if I'm going to really talk to you or if I'm going to fuck with you. And that shit weak. You feel me?
And you know what's so crazy? That's just only some L.A. shit. That's only out here.
Yeah, on everything.
Everywhere else, you don't get asked that. Yeah. Like, I bring my homeboys from, like, Atlanta and all that shit out here. They be like, damn, bro, why you ask that nigga where he from? Like, you got shit. That's how it is out here. That's L.A. shit. But, I feel what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
It's good to see that.
Yeah, and that shit bothered me. But, you know, just being in that atmosphere, I'm like, shit can happen. Niggas can get together. Niggas can, like, really bump into each other and fuck with each other and be on that same, like, level head. You feel me? Like...
Nah, 100, and I think the same too. And I believe we all could be together and get this money together.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker, like, you know what I'm saying, stop being so ignorant.
Yeah.
You know, but one day everybody will wake up and see that shit.
Yeah.
It take time though, you know.
Yeah. Too, like you said, like we bumping into each other, we fuck with each other, and you like, here go my Instagram. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I take your Instagram, boop, I click on it. And I'm like, this motherfucker with C-Mac, this nigga that been up, this nigga that been up to here. Look, I'm like, this nigga really, I'm like, this is crazy, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I know people, you know what I'm saying? I've been around, I know people.
Yeah.
And shit, when you a people person, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I ain't gonna say a people person like that, but when you a person that just know how to talk to motherfuckers and shit, you be around certain people.
Yeah.
And you know.
It's just like Lupe, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
that's my dog. That's how we met.
It's just like her energy is different. It's just, it ain't like when niggas feel like what they see on the internet and shit. When you run into her, you fucking with her, it's just like I've been knowing her for a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like that's my homie. You feel me? Like, that's how I felt like when I was speaking to her and shit like that. Cause, you know, just the energy and how it go though. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? But we can, before we go into any deep, you feel me? I wanna, you know what I'm saying? Let the people know, you know what I'm saying? Of course, who you is, my nigga Killer, but where you from, where you grew up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, really, man, I'm a South Central baby, the one-eyed bandit who don't, everybody know me. Nah, but shit, I'm all Slauson and Crenshaw, though. I'm a Slauson baby. I grew up on, Madden in 60th. Shit, basically my whole life. You know how that shit go, though. Moms move around here and there, different neighborhoods, so I met new people, you know what I'm saying, and became cool with new people. And so, shit, for the most part, though, shit, that's who I am.
Yeah, I mean, but basically you grew up in the 60s.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what schools did you go to?
I mean, I went to, shit, Altaloma, a little elementary. I went to Hillcrest. That's in the jungles. I grew up, I graduated from Hillcrest. I went to Audubon. I went to Dorsey Continuation, View Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I went to Crenshaw. At the Crenshaw, shit, I went to all type of continuations after that.
How was it growing up over there, you know what I'm saying, in one of the most notorious, you know what I'm saying, hoods in Los Angeles? I would say fucking America, you know what I'm saying? Like, how was that growing up as a kid? What kind of effect did that shit have on you?
Shit, growing up like a regular kid, like any other community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, once you're born into that shit, it's just you adapt to it quick. It's normal to you. So the things we see, you already know how that shit is. You from the community.
Yeah. It ain't normal, nigga, because a lot of niggas can't adapt to that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't want niggas trying this shit. You know what I'm saying? The rap shit got the whole world going crazy right now, thinking this shit just like a game. And that's why so much shit happening and people doing crazy things to people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a real culture we grew up on. Like, shit, once we born, shit, the nigga knew his mama gangbanging, his daddy gangbanging, your uncle gangbanging, your cousins gangbanging, your brothers, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be different. Shit, I grew up like a regular kid, like everybody else.
Oh, so parents in the house? Did you have both parents in the house?
No, I grew up with my mother. My father was always in and out of jail and shit like that, but I grew up with my mom and four brothers. One of my brothers resting right now. Then I got a little sister, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, it was just us, though. You know what I'm saying? My brothers taught me how to be a man.
Mm, did your brothers gangbang, too?
Yeah, they all from the district. And one of my brothers resting, he from Blackstones. Rest in peace, my brother TJ.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. What, like, at what age did you decide, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get put on this shit? This is who I am.
I mean, I had to find myself first, though. I ain't even going to lie, real. Because, like I told you, I grew up in the hood. Then my moms moved everywhere else. I had other friends from everywhere else. So, shit, just because my brother was like, oh, we from 60s, you about to get put on 60s, you got to be from right here. I ain't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be my own man. I'm going to be from wherever I want to be from, you know what I'm saying? But hanging with other niggas, I was indecisive. That's how my brother TJ ended up from Blackstones. You know what I'm saying? That's rusty. And I was indecisive until I was about, like, 14 years old, and I got put on the set. Then it was, you know, it was up from there.
Oh, so you like, hold on, I don't know. Let me go test out these other sets real quick and see what it is.
It was really like, no, hell no, because all my, you know, my mom from the hood. Then all my brothers from the hood. I got three brothers from the hood. So they two of my brothers older than me. Then one of my brothers younger than me. Then my brother that's resting, he older than me from Blackstones. So basically it was just like, mom's only stayed over there for like 4 or 5 years. So we always over here at grandma's house in the hood. But it was like over here with these niggas over here. I'm rocking with these niggas too. I go to school with these niggas. So you know what I'm saying? Nigga walking home from school with these niggas, all type of crazy shit. But it came to a point, you got to pick a side. What you going to do? And shit, I got put on 60s.
What was mom's like? You said mom's was from the set too?
Oh, mom's from the hood. Mom's all the way gutter. Shout out to Mama Cindy. Stop playing. Who don't know her? Shit. She got a married community.
That's crazy. So, yeah. That's crazy. Like, growing up, all your brothers gang banging and your mama.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You feel me?
And
like,
pops.
And pops.
And pops.
Like, how was that household? Because I be...
Ghetto.
It's ghetto. But also, I would say, from my experience, like, some people would say, like, that's probably the craziest shit ever. But I'm like, from my experience, nigga, that shit fun. Because niggas being kind of, like, on the same level. Moms know what's up. Pops kind of, like, know what's up. And niggas is dibbling, dabbling. It's still kind of strict, too, at the same time. Don't get it fucked up, but...
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, man, this shit fun because the homies over here, and it's, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it's cold.
It be cold until shit start happening.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'd be even colder.
Yeah.
But yeah, but hell yeah. But shit, that's how I grew up, bro.
Yeah, shit do start happening too at a young age. Like,
if you ain't really been through nothing at a young age and you a motherfucker that's trying to be like 21, 23, or even in your 30s and all that and trying to like make a name for yourself and all that and start going through shit that people that went through when the motherfucker was 12 years old, 13 years old and all that, I think you need to just leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? Because a motherfucker been traumatized as a kid already. So when a motherfucker get to about like 30-something years old, a motherfucker like, you know how a motherfucker thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, shit, I think people need to leave it alone if you too old to try to start doing this shit.
Gangbanging.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, since you saying that, you got y'all niggas got a lot of people from different states and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's claiming 60s.
Shit, y'all do too.
We do. And you niggas is deep as a motherfucker too. And but you niggas got a lot of rappers, you know what I'm saying? Known rappers too. And I wanted to ask you about this one nigga, you know what I'm saying, Quando Rondo. And niggas, you know, like, what's the difference between, like, the states, like, what they doing in their rules over here versus what y'all got going over here? Because he talking about, you know what, I don't even want to fuck with this shit. I'm going to lay my flag down, this and that and the other. Like, what cause is being made for my nigga?
I mean, honestly, bro, I really don't want to speak on that situation like that. But, shit. I guess that's how he feel. He want to, shit, put his rag, hang his rag up. But, you know, I hear shit. You from out here, it don't work that way.
Yeah.
So, for the most part, shit, that's something he got to deal with as a man. You know, he got to go to sleep with that and wake up, you know what I'm saying, thinking about that shit. You can't just say you want to hang your rag up after all the shit you done and all the shit you talked. It don't work that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if you 60 years old and you think it's over with. Shit, his son might see you. He might be 22 years old and blam your ass down. You smoked his daddy a long time ago. So you feel what I'm saying? That's on him. That's all I got to say about that situation. But this the motherland, though. You know what's going on right here. Shit, check in. It's not even checking in. Go on hood. Come, shit, tap in with the homies. The real homies where this shit originated from. So once you tap in, shit, it's all good. Because a nigga know who you are when I come to your city, your wherever, you know what I'm saying, your state. I know who y'all are. And y'all know who I am, you know what I'm saying? So it won't be no misunderstanding or anything like that when y'all run into me and like, oh, yeah, I'm from 60s. I'm from 60s too. Who are you? That's that goofy shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't get nowhere like that.
Yeah, what is the talks over there when a nigga don't check in? Because like I said, y'all motherfuckers got a lot of famous motherfuckers from y'all set. Like, and then some niggas be feeling like they bigger than the program and just like, you know what I'm saying? Where's the disconnect?
You got a lot of niggas like that.
But, yeah.
So basically, it'd be like some shit like, shit, if you a reputable homie or you a homie that's trustworthy or, you know what I'm saying, a homie like that that's over there and you probably got a group of niggas that's under your umbrella or something. You know what I'm saying? He probably got a group of niggas under his umbrella, but everybody gonna know each other though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We all from the same cloth. He gonna know about him. He gonna know about him. Shit like that.
You said, you came right in here when you sat down and you like, you know what? The gangbanging shit, I don't fuck with it. You niggas shouldn't be doing that shit. We should be doing something else. We should be getting the bread. But like I said, when I seen your Instagram, you with Lupe. You niggas is hanging with C-Mac. Y'all hanging with motherfuckers. But this is a motherfucker. You was with her. You, but this a motherfucker.
That's my boy.
But he caught the whole shit. I mean, what talks do we have with niggas like that? And you know where you at in your life. Like, do you have talks with motherfuckers like that? Like, hey, bro, like, I don't know if niggas want to really go all the way this route because this route gonna lead you here. You feel me? Like, it's only two places it can lead you, here and here, bro. Like, do you have those talks?
I mean, with him?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as with him, I mean, shit. You know he burnt out. It's hard to get through him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, a nigga do. A nigga have a lot of talks with that nigga, but shit, he gonna do what he wanna do.
Yeah.
Any man gonna do what they wanna do at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, shit, hopefully he come home on a better positive note with better energy.
Yeah, you know, for
that's,
sure.
That's all I can speak on that situation. But hell yeah, I talk to my friends about positive shit all the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, I ain't gonna say anything. I ain't in the streets. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, a nigga do his little Dougie and shit and fuck around. But for the most part, though, a nigga be trying to change shit and bring better positive shit to the community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of your so much negative shit. Because the only thing that I was taught to be negative. I ain't never getting no positive shit. Oh, little nigga do this, that. It's going to get you some money. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. You know, trying different shit.
That's what I be saying, too. Like, nigga never had a motherfucker tell you to do something. But a nigga never had, like, a shoulder to lean on if something, like, happened to a nigga.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't like a nigga could call X, Y, and Z when a nigga go down. Like, and niggas ain't finna mount up and chip up. And, you know what I'm saying?
It's only a couple of niggas you could do that with. Shout out to my nigga Ball. Stop playing. And a couple other my niggas. But it's only a couple few.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been down for a double count. You know what I'm saying? But, like, shit, I ain't get $5 from nobody. Shit. A few people that I could count my hand on. Shit. The niggas looked out here and there, but that should be different. You be like, damn, nigga, whole life about to be away, throwing away, nigga, over some goofy shit, really.
Mm-hmm.
But you really got to, you know, be in that type of position to understand that shit.
Yeah.
Like, most people be like, oh, yeah, I'll do this, that. Shut up, you a tell. You niggas is crackheads nowadays. Soon as the motherfucking drug go down, the lean, what perk, whatever, the powder, whatever the fuck you doing, nigga, on Steven, you gonna tell. I wouldn't put it past nobody nowadays on Raleigh. So my thing is, shit, do you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Do you.
And two, I want to ask you, like I said, y'all niggas got a gang of motherfuckers that's from y'all hood that really own, that's really rapping, that's really doing their thing. That's really, like, on a whole nother level with this shit. And you grew up with these niggas. Like, I had Jay Stone in here.
That's my brother.
Pac-Man.
My brother.
You know what I'm saying? I wish I could get a chance to talk to Cud, too. I want to, you know what I'm saying, have a sit-down with my nigga, too. I want to fuck with Cud. You know what I'm saying?
I try to bring him here with me today, but he out of town right now, so he couldn't make it. But he'd love to come.
Yeah. RPGI Joe, that was another nigga I felt like I wanted to fuck with. But how was it, you know what I'm saying, seeing these niggas just growing in with, you know what I'm saying, in their careers and doing their thing, like, while you over there?
Shit, the way everybody transitioned, it was crazy. Because it was like, R.I.P. G.I. Joe, my big bro. Shit, that's my mentor. That's my motivation. Like shit, we was working in Mississippi before. Like, me and him went out there working for the little coal plant type shit. He used to always tell me, like, man, I'm about to get into the rap shit, killer. This shit gonna go crazy. Nigga, just tell you, believe in your boy. Come back home. He started going crazy with the shit. I'm like, damn. Then when he started going crazy, he telling me, like, man, nigga, come do this. Stop doing that. And I still was trying to do this. And nigga, like, I ain't trying to do that. Nigga, fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying? He older than me. I'm younger than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, nigga, I ain't trying to do that, nigga. Shit. But look what I'm doing now. Then shit with basically shit. Like, Brick Baby, and that's my boy. Shit, we go back. Shit, been doing shit. Fucking, just basically everybody that you just named.
Yeah.
We all got relationships. We all got our moments. Everybody.
Well, those niggas was doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? And I was looking, too, and I'm like, damn, they really, like, doing their thing. Like, they got a gang of homies, like, you know what I'm saying? It feel like niggas is sticking together, you feel me, showing love. Like, that's kind of, like, what you fucking need out here. Like, when you trying to rap, you know what I'm saying, and you getting in this industry, like, you need that shit. You kind of got to have that togetherness and, you know what I'm saying, with this shit. So I was like, damn, you feel me, like, what was it like? I wish I could see the inside. I'm looking on the outside, looking in, but I don't want to see what's going on. You feel me? Like, cause
that
I'm a Nip fan too. You feel me?
That shit be like Pac-Man, like shit. That's been a nigga boy since yay high. Like, it just be different. Everybody got, you know, we got different type of moments, like with all them people. And I watched them transition into like hanging on the block into being like real rappers.
Yeah.
And the nigga like, damn, how you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That made a nigga want to do this shit low-key. But a nigga was too, like, too shy and all that shit. Nigga camera shy and all that shit. So he be like, man, shit, I don't know about that shit, bro. They be like, killer, you can do it. You got the personality to do it. Kid like, shit, yeah. Nigga, I don't know, nigga.
Yeah. Like, then tell me about some times, you know, being around and being on Slauson and being in, you know what I'm saying, that whole structure and seeing Nip and seeing everybody out there, how did that affect you? And like, you know,
shit, he brought the whole black community together.
Oh God.
So that's powerful. That's a Martin Luther King type shit. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X type shit. So when you could bring that many people together, even Hispanics, and they all getting along and nobody killing each other and none of that type of shit and fighting, that's powerful. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I seen off of that. Like, that's deep. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I watched the whole growth from that, from the homie, like, from the beginning to the end, like, from him selling fucking CDs and DVDs on Slauson and Crenshaw, him and his brother, both the Fats, like, and seeing all that shit to him being that powerful, that's crazy. And anybody could do that shit. You got to just put your mind to it.
You know, and why I really got you here, because we was bringing up a topic in the barbershop. We was talking about this. And then I was like, was that shit justified? Do you think, like, deserve what happened? Nobody deserved that, but like, was that shit justified? I mean,
this is a strong subject to speak on, but I don't really want to talk too much about it. But what I believe with that shit, you know what I know. I mean, shit happened. Shit happened. You know what I'm saying? You probably think one way, the next person might think the next way. Me personally, I don't think the homie should have got chipped.
Yeah.
The next person be like, shit, he should have never, you know what I'm saying? So, I, you know, can't really speak on it.
But I'm hearing Brick Baby, he's speaking on it. You feel me? So Brick Baby, like, you know what? I talked to Eric Holder. I didn't. Well, he said, you know what? He got on the phone. I didn't really want to talk to Cud. But you know, you going back and forth with him. I understand what he was doing. A nigga calling a nigga snitching this and that and the other. And you feel me? Like, I guess Cud did what he had to do. But I don't agree with that shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't agree with that shit either. But shit, where we from, that shit crafty.
Yeah.
And shit, it just, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know how Brick Baby was thinking, you know? But my opinion, none of that shit cool. And shit, like, shit. Eric Holder, I know the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with the nigga. So, you know, snitch, I don't know. I ain't seen no black and white on the nigga. Now, everything that transpired, I don't know.
Yeah.
And shit.
Look, Brick Baby, how long you been knowing Brick Baby?
I've been knowing Brick Baby since I've been about, like, shit, 15?
Yeah. I've been knowing that nigga for a minute, too. You feel me? Probably not since I was 15, but I've been knowing him. You know what I'm saying? Moving around in the industry, doing his thing. You feel me? Like, he was a solid nigga when I was, you know what I'm saying, out here going crazy. Like, I fucked with him. But, you know, going back and forth. And he also was going back and forth with Cowboy. I wanted to ask you, do you feel like what Cowboy did, do you feel like Cuz snitched, or do you feel like what he did was like in the greater good of his homie?
I don't condone and nobody that deal with the police, period. And that's just my mind state. Because on TJ, I done been through that shit. And I done had a little kid get on the stand talking about he did it, lying on me. He 13 years old and I ain't did shit to your people. You feel what I'm saying? So hey, I don't condone none of that shit. If you dealing with the police, don't talk to Lil Killer. Straight the fuck up. Going to court for anybody, don't take the stand, none of that shit. Don't come to Lil Killer. I don't fuck with none of that shit. Steven.
So, like, do everybody agree with it? Or is he just, like, is he standing alone out here?
I ain't a psychic now. I can't read other people. I ain't a psychic now, and I can't read other people's minds.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what a person agree with, but I can tell you what I don't agree with. I don't agree with anybody that's dealing with the fucking law.
Yeah.
Shit. So, shit, that's that. Shit. If you think he right for that shit, I don't know. Different opinion.
No, I'm not doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Cowboy, because look, check this out. I'm scared as a bitch to get up on this stand. Yeah. Like, I don't even, it's not that even, like, I don't want to even touch that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy. It's tainted up there. Nigga.
I don't got nothing against Cowboy.
Yeah,
I just don't deal with that type of situation. I don't deal with people that do shit like that.
Yeah. Maybe.
It could be my best friend to do some shit like that. We disown him.
It's over.
It could be my brother. Steve, you do some shit like that, I see you nigga on Christmas and nigga Thanksgiving and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Period.
That's it.
But that's it.
Move along. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
I want to ask you, nigga, what happened to your eye?
Oh, man, it's a long story, man. I don't want to get too much in detail with that shit.
Oh, we got to get into detail, nigga.
Just it was a tragic. It was a cold little tragedy that happened, though, man. Like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
And shit. Basically, that shit got stabbed out, though. But I don't want to go too much in detail. But motherfuckers that know killers know what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Is this on the street or is this in jail?
On the street. This on the street. Hell no. Shit. That's the crazy thing about it. I've been going to jail since like 13. Like shit like that. This shit ain't never happened in jail. I done fought the biggest people and all type of crazy shit. Like, then for it to happen at like shit on the street, it's like, damn. Yeah, but that shit crazy.
So y'all was fighting or something, nigga came behind you and son and did some bullshit?
Some shit like that. Some shit like that. Some crazy shit.
Nigga, that's crazy.
Crazy, bro.
So your whole eye gone.
Yeah, it's like I could pop the motherfucker out.
Don't Charleston wipe me up here, cuz.
Nah, shit. That nigga the police, too. don't.
Damn. Hey,
I don't fucking with no police. Look, listen.
Oh, shit. He is, though. What? That nigga be going crazy, too. But, like, how you feel about that? That nigga is wild. He be saying some wild shit. And he just be, nigga, he dissing everything. Moving, nigga.
This the homie and all type of crazy shit. I mean, shit, bless that man hot. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't nothing good happen to people like that. You know, little do he know, if he just trying to build a platform and get money off this shit, there's other ways to get money than to be speaking on other people, dead people and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he making shit bigger than what it is. You could leave things like that alone. Like, sometimes leave people rest. Like, you keep bringing, a motherfucker bring my dead brother name up all the time. Nigga, I do life. TJ. Or shit, you gonna have to kill me. That's not no cool subject to keep bringing up. Leave people alone. And I don't think a man should be, he don't even know these people.
He be saying some wild shit, too.
You don't even know these people. I can see if you knew the motherfuckers, it'd be a different story. Like, all right, damn, you know what I mean? You don't even know these motherfuckers. Ain't you the police? That shit don't add up.
Yeah. That shit just crazy as fuck. Nigga told a nigga, fuck your mama, fuck your baby, fuck your dead baby. He told somebody, fuck your dead baby. And I was like, nigga, where we draw the line at? Niggas ain't doing none of that. We don't do shit like that. I know niggas is burnt out here, but niggas ain't doing that.
We ain't doing shit like that, bro.
We ain't doing that.
A nigga, a real LA nigga, no, we don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
Shit. What you do, you shut the fuck up. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers is just crazy nowadays. Like, shit, a new era.
But yeah, let's get into the music, man. So, when did you fall in love with this rap shit, man?
Oh, man, since a baby, man. I told you I got, three big brothers, one little brother. So, shit, I been fucking with this shit. But I got serious with this shit, though. Like, I want to say my boy TB, my boy Brainiac, he was rapping this shit, and I was managing him and shit. You know, that shit ain't work well. You know how that shit go.
Yeah.
Like, shit, fuck it, we going to try something different. So, you know, shit, nigga was just trying shit. And to the point that nigga came like, fuck it, a nigga gonna be an artist. Went to Atlanta one time fucking with Brick, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there, he fucking with Lil Durk and all that shit out there. So a nigga out there, we real busy at that time. So we go to the studio one night, it's like, shit, like 5 a.m. It's early in the morning type shit. He doing some type of song. I think it's called like blowing on the E-way or some shit. I'm like, damn, that shit's hot. Let me get on that motherfucker. I get on there. I don't know how to rap at all. Heard the shit. He like, you sound good, bro. Ooh, you need to do this. Came back home, fucking with my little cousin, Poppy Womack, free that guy. And we end up doing a song called Press the Buttons. And that shit went up to like damn near 100K views. I'm like, damn, shit, what the fuck? After that, I'm like, let me try something new. You know what I'm saying? I tried everything else. Shit, let me try this. Shit. Start fucking with it ever since.
Yeah, that's crazy. So it's the views that you see in the reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You seeing the reaction from that shit. Like,
everybody around me, they rap. G.I. Joe rap, Pac-Man rap, Nip rap. You know what I'm saying? fucking Newport rap, Conrad rap. We got everybody rapping in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. They ain't thinking about no goddamn rapping. But when that shit happened, I'm like, let's try this shit, cuzzo.
And the shit popping, too. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas is actually, like, really popping. Like, like Conrad, my girl had on that shit. Just one day, she was cleaning up. I'm like, what the fuck you know about this shit? She like, this shit, it's just banging. You know what I mean? Like,
the music is music. You gotta like it. It don't matter where you from.
Yeah.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Shit, I grew up liking B. Braves music. That shit turned me young, bro.
You the third Crip nigga that's been shit, in this motherfucker that said B. Braves is going crazy. Man. He was dissing in the whole little shit back then, too, but niggas didn't give a fuck.
Man, if like, you're a real L.A. gangbanger and you ain't like B. Braves, nigga, kill yourself. You tripping. Pop him on, turn right here, nigga.
Yeah, that nigga shit was hard, go everything. Nigga, like, what? Me, crazy? Nigga, turn that shit on right now. Niggas was watching the videos and everything.
Oh, my mama, they was on the box.
Yeah, on the box. Yeah. Oh, yo, God. Yeah, on the box going crazy. Niggas was trying to get that little snippet. Like, nigga, there it go.
You see Cutting Easy E all the time. Like, yeah, that shit hot.
That shit was hot. You feel me? What else you grew up on? What else you grew up listening to?
Easy E. Shit, that's one of my favorite rappers. Tupac, of course. Shit, Biggie. Shit, Spice One. Seen an interview with him, too. Yeah. That shit was crazy. Shit, motherfuckers like that, though. I'm like, I got an old soul.
Yeah, I fuck with Spice One shit. Everybody fuck with Spice One
Come
shit.
Come on, man.
You
got to.
E-42, you feel me?
He go dumb.
Niggas is going crazy. You feel me out here? As far as the new music, like, what you in tune with? Like, what you fucking with?
Of course, Neighborhood Nip. That's number one.
That nigga is like...
you know, of course, Big Bro.
Yeah.
Then they come... I'm a Boosie fan. I'm a big Boosie fan. My road dog out there, too, man. T. Sammy, a Boosie fan, too. Shit. I don't really listen to too many people.
As far as new artists, though.
Oh, Lil Durk.
Lil Durk?
Straight the fuck up. I fuck with Lil Durk, NBA Youngboy. I fuck with all of them down south on Bang. I fuck with the baby, Lil Baby, Gunner, shit, Thugger. I fuck with all of them. Oh, shout out to my nigga Pee Wee Longway. You know what's happening. That's my brother right there. Yeah. My nigga Pee Wee Longway know what's up. I fuck with Pee Wee Longway. All my niggas down south. What?
Yeah.
Oh, Sauce Walker.
Do you ever try to tap into any of these niggas? Like, you know what? What's the deal? Let me see what to do. Try to squeeze in the verse or what?
It's one phone call away, basically.
Are you waiting on it? Like, do you feel like you waiting on the right time to press those buttons?
I mean, I've been pressing buttons with niggas, but I don't think it's, like, the time for me to even... I ain't ready yet all the way. Yeah. I'm trying to get my catalog built up and still trying to find my sound. You know what I'm saying? I just started. I only just came out of art. I mean, became an artist a year ago. But, yes, shit. I can press the button. They going to fuck with a nigga. They ain't going to deny a nigga.
You know, after this, you like it's, like, mandatory that you press the button.
Man, they know what's up. They know what's up with a nigga.
After this shit come out, you better have a gang of shit for these niggas to be looking at. Because these niggas is finna be trying to tap in because you a solid digger, man.
Hey,
you
know what I'm saying? It was so crazy. I got so much shit already in the catalog. Nigga can press the button.
Yeah. Press it.
There you go. Press the button.
That's why you here. I want you to press the button. I want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And just like you a genuine, solid nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you from the other side. But like I said, like I wouldn't have knew that. You feel me? Like if I was digging in, you know, diving in, like what's going on. But if we were just like regular, just chilling or something, like nigga would have never knew. Like I can fuck with you niggas and kick it with you niggas like all day. Like,
yeah,
and that's how it's supposed to be. Cause you feel me? Yeah, on everything. That's
likewise.
How shit's supposed to be out here. Like in these streets, like it's crazy as a motherfucker with our community. Cause our community, we be losing it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Times change too, though. I ain't gonna lie, real. It changed to the point motherfuckers just hang with people just because they got now.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that before. You know what I'm saying? You'll probably see one of your homies with all type of random niggas. You'd be like, what the fuck? What are you doing over here? Mm-hmm. Vice versa, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, shit, you gotta get in where you fit in at nowadays. then shit. If you got motherfuckers fucking with motherfuckers just because of a drug or something, oh, he do lean. Oh, yeah. I'm from 60 Crip. But he from A-Tray Gangsters. And that nigga from Sip Lean. I was in the pen with that nigga before. That's my dog, though. Shit, he got that juice. Shit, let me go over here and go fuck with this nigga off the juice. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with my nigga that wanna do something positive and get some money. It don't make sense. The same way you over going over there to go sip this lean with that nigga, I should be able to go pull up on this nigga and go make some money with this nigga.
Yeah.
The right way.
When did that frame of mind, like, start to transition, you feel me, into where you speaking positive and you trying to let everybody know, like, hey, this a different way?
I mean, anybody that know me, they know I been like that. Like, shit, I bring my friends from shit, from all over to my neighborhood. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say a nigga the toughest nigga, you know what I'm saying? But a nigga got a good name in my neighborhood. So, you know, I didn't have my cousins and shit over into my neighborhood and shit. So, yeah, I been like that. I got cousins from shit, from Hoover, from Broadway. Shit, I told you my brother from BPS. Mm-hmm. Shit, from IF. So, you know what I'm saying? A nigga always been thinking like that. And, of course, I know they friends also. You know how that shit be.
When your brother was alive, though, did he bring any homies to the house?
Of course. He stayed with us. We stayed in the jungles. I stayed in the jungles. On Pinafore.
Well, you weren't from 60s then, though.
No, I wasn't. No. I wasn't from the hood then. Like, when my brother died, I was 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he died in 2003.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
But I'd be over there, then I'd be in the hood. You know how that shit be. It's back and forth. Grandparents in the hood, mom stay in the jungles.
Yeah.
You know how that shit be, so... Yeah,
nah. Now you got a few of your homies in this motherfucker, you feel me, before we get out of here. But I want to let everybody know again, this is you probably the third motherfucker that I've interviewed, probably out of like, you probably like the 60th person. That's crazy. He probably is. I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's been an hour motherfucking late.
It was 30 minutes. I can't believe it. I think it's disrespecting this shit.
Like, what? But I'm like, I'm gonna stay down for my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do this shit before we get up out of here. But I'm like, this nigga hour late. But before we get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? Who you wanna bring in this motherfucker to say what's up, man?
Man, let me bring my boy Crip Jesus in here first, man. Shout out to my nigga Crip Jesus. Then I want to bring my boy K9 and his motherfucker, man. We got good music together. Go tap in with us. For what I'm saying? At Crip
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, man.
I forgot what I was about to say.
I like that. Hey, look, don't leave me hanging. Yes, sir. Yeah, hold yeah.
Tap in. Instagram,
cuz.
That nigga killer, man. Tap in on Facebook, KS the
yeah,
Mess, man.
Yeah, cuz, hold on.
Tap in on YouTube, killer number two. K-I-L-L-A number two all together, man. Go listen to this shit.
Oh. The Blue Bible dropping 12-22-2022-12-22-2022. So the only time that's ever going to happen in history, 12-22-2022, is when the Blue Bible will be revealed to these niggas. We're going to say these Crips. Let's say these Crips.
Hold on, cuz.
These Crips, girl.
That nigga Jesus Eddie Crippin at the same time. This shit is crazy.
I told you times have changed.
Oh, did times have changed? So you found God, but you still, like, you know what? This Crip. I just go ahead.
Find God. No, I found you. I found me. I found the true us, the lost tribe of Jesus.
Yes,
and my nigga Handburner HB, he got it all on footage. Yeah. And I said, you see this shit? I wouldn't even call Crip Jesus then. Okay. And the homies wanted to really kill me. And Handburner was sitting there like, nigga, you got to get this shit. He had some weird nigga, I ain't gonna say his name, some nigga that was on some Egyptian shit. They didn't know I was really a real 5% of Nation of Gods of Earth. Did my 101 Morris Science Temple. I'm really tapped all the way on the Black Illuminati. But I'm tired of holding the secrets. Killer called me, Lupe called me, Tiny Gun called me. Said, we got say these niggas.
So at this point, I really want to ask before we get out of here, though, you see what's happening to Kyrie Irving. And, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing was going on with him. And then, you know, he tweeted that, he put out that link. You know, and they said he was being anti-Semitic or whatever the case may be. But, and what Kanye is going through, too, like, he's saying that we're the real, you know what I'm saying, Jews and stuff like that. Like, what's your belief on that?
I don't do belief. I just deal with knowledge. So what's the question you say?
Are they correct with us being the real Jewish people?
Who's us?
The black community. The black the black people.
The black community. A black pit bull or the black German shepherd, two different things. See, if you don't know what you is, you don't know what you is. I know what I am. I'm Gullah Geechee. You probably that too. But we ain't going to get into all that right now. You know what I mean? Check out the Blue Bible and we reveal all that. We still in Morocco, baby. Shout out to all my moes. Shout out Louis Farrakhan. I got you on No Jumper again, Farrakhan. You know you owe me one, nigga. So, yeah, you know, you want to talk about the Jews again, right? Don't do them like that, brother. You feel what I'm saying? You can't just put black on the front of something and take it. Black Indian, black Jew, black this, black foot, black shoe, black cat, black hat, black soap.
Where are you going with this, nigga?
I'm going where I'm going. Because there was a one bra I was fucking with. She said, my grandma said I'm Cherokee. She said the bitch lying. No, she Cherokee, come to find out. And her other daddy was like Portuguese or some shit. The bra I'm fucking with now, couldn't find out her grandma from up Spain. And her daddy just some black ass nigga that was drinking and smoking weed. And his ancestors probably was intense smoking weed and shit too, right here. You can call it Indian, whatever you want to call it. The point is, nigga, this shit real. This ain't fake. So you ain't got to look out in the world and say, I'm that, black on the front. I'm black samurai. I'm black Jew.
So summarize where we from.
Bro, I'm glad we on No Jumper because I could just say it. I'm a nigga. I'm from the tribe of Negas. Negas Nagas. In East Africa, you laughing. Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, these are real people. Yeah. We got kidnapped and brought here. The niggas. Yeah. It ain't no mystery. When they get you reading them bitch ass books.
N-I-G-E-R.
That's in English though.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's the same people.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Kenneth the Nigger?
No.
That was a real king in Scotland.
Oh, six, I ain't know that.
Kenneth the Nigger. So that's just how you say it in English. Mm-hmm. So the same people. So when we got brought here, and we didn't get brought here. We came here as niggas, and we was niggas. Now, my tribe is different tribes. I don't know if you was part of the get hit in the booty, get raped slave tribe. I don't know. I was the Django type niggas tribe. With the D solid on the front, killing people and shit. I was with the Django tribe. I'm called Gullah Geechee. We was killing the motherfuckers the whole time. So I don't got no story of getting raped on the boat with Amistad. No disrespect to them. But I was over here, came from France, chilling. I know my whole bloodline. See, I could tell you ain't really delved into the Crip Jesus shit. You just saw me on a couple episodes, thought it was a joke. No. Delve in it, my nigga. I got my grandpa on there.
I didn't think it was a joke.
Stop. Do I gotta reveal the Black Illuminati for these niggas?
No, hold on. Just hold your sign up. But no, I didn't think it was a joke. I just wanted you to get on here and explain. Look.
Hell no.
Look,
Crip Jesus.
It's different. When these this Kyrie different look, know. It's different motherfuckers that's looking at what I got going on versus what everybody else got going on the channel. And I just really want motherfuckers to know who you is and what you doing as far as, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
look, you know what I'm saying?
Kanye and Kyrie and all of them, where they got them crazy ass names from. I know the truth. And that's their first name, not their last name. So they mamas knew the truth too. Them niggas then lost their mind and went crazy and they pointed out some random shit and said black this and black that. But it's Choctaws and Creeks and Gullah Geechees and Seminoles and Moors and all type of shit all around this motherfucker. And they used to come holler at Crip Jesus and I'll tell them they tribe. That ain't for everybody to know up here. I'll give you yours too, T-Rail. We can holler after, you know what I'm saying? I don't trip. But in the meantime, 1-2-2-2-2-0-2-2, December 22nd is the date that the Blue Bible drops. I want to thank Adam 22, because if it wasn't for that white man, does he have blue eyes? The white man with blue eyes and blonde hair. He's the only one believed in Crip Jesus. The Crips wouldn't even have Jesus if it wasn't for him. So we can get into the Jews and the this and the that.
Get your ass up out here.
I love that white man.
Hey, get your ass up out of here. That's so tiny, look. This nigga burnt out.
Hey. That nigga guys on some blue chucks too with this shit, cuz.
Hell no.
No, look.
Hey,
look.
And they dirty, cuz. He's like, I love it. I'm up for the interview, nigga. Yeah. I'm really in a trap with these motherfuckers, nigga.
Yeah.
In your hood, too. Not the nice part. With the blue in the hundreds, nigga. The 107s and all that. Dragon them know me. Shout out, Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blue strings in them, not the white strings you got.
Yeah.
I might have picked these up at DD's or something in Watts, nigga. Like, I'm really out there stumping. Yeah. Stepping.
How long you been rapping, bro?
Like the average black person, I've been rapping since my mama popped me out. She used to be rapping and shit, even my brother. And they were smoking crack, and they never rapped. my brother thought he was going to get signed to Master P. Yeah. And I went to jail and did 14 years. I wasn't supposed to rap neither. And I got out and I had all these little dates. I didn't even know about YouTube. So I kept putting my songs up there, getting like 20 views. Nobody's fucking with me. And then one day, I ain't going to reveal it all. Y'all got to watch the videos. But one day, the Crips turned on me. And they turned on me so bad. And everybody said, who's this weird ass nigga talking about you, Crip DJs? Ah! And they started watching it. And yo homie, I shouldn't even put this out there, but yo homie, Milk74, made the video about me. And that's what got it popping. I called him up and said, put Crip DJs on the front of that thing. It started from there. Then, you know how he lied. You know, it went from there and just built up. So shout out to the Hoovers, too. You know what I'm saying? They put Neighborhood Crip DJs out. Look, that's crazy, man.
Mac Bud, you stupid.
Oh, everybody comes together with me, baby. HBGBs.
Wait, who's the other boy you want to bring here? Hold on.
Two white people.
We got. All right, we got a couple minutes. Who else you got? Hey,
bring Lupe first. We got to hear about.
Hell no, we not bringing Lupe in here. This is a whole separate interview. Don't bring your ass in here.
Bring K9 in here.
Come on, K9. Yeah, Lupe, stay your ass out there.
Yeah,
before I go,
yeah,
the Blue Bible. It's gonna be a real book next year. But yeah. The Blue Bible, 1-2-2-2-2-0-2-2, December 22nd. This day will never happen again. 2022 years after Jesus, it's Crip Jesus, and T Real brought him to y'all. Nobody else. The Hoover. That's right. Free Larry Hoover. See how it all ties in together. 1-2-2-2-2-0-2-2.
Crip
Jesus.
Yeah.
Got you, buddy.
My bad,
buddy. Hell, this is real. Come on, I can't stop laughing, gun.
It's real, man. It's real with you, bro.
Oh, Raleigh. Hey, this my boy K9 right here, man.
K9 the boss. God damn, he coming from Santa Ana, you understand me? Straight up.
God damn.
No, because it's serious and he know a lot.
He do.
But I just can't. It's too funny. But he really has a lot of knowledge that, you know what I'm saying, that you can't get in college, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a lot of knowledge, but.
You got to sit there and listen.
Because it's hilarious. That shit, but I fuck with that nigga, you know what I'm saying, but. K9, what's the deal? Let's give him wrap it up. I'm not wrap it up, but give him a whole little bio real quick,
man,
nigga.
Quick,
you know what
spill, man. Quick, you know, quick, yeah. Spill, man. K9 the boss. God damn, he coming from Santa Ana. You understand me? Yeah. Real Orange County nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know that's been a talk for a little minute. You know what I'm saying lately? But I'm a real one. Come up out of this motherfucker. Real talk.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Rap. You know what I'm saying? Give him the music you got. You know what I'm saying? Man, Anything you got coming out? What you got?
Man, I got the latest and greatest, man, album, man, called motherfucking Clarity. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me on K9 the boss. On IG, KAYNINETHABOSS, man. I'm out here, man. I'm Mr. Everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's good looking, you know what I'm saying? Having your homie school that come through. That's real respect. My boy got to show his love. But before we get out of here, Killer, you better lace him with everything you ever got, nigga, on social media.
You gotta tune in with everything, man. On Instagram, that nigga killer, THTNXGGAKILLA. Check me out on Instagram, KS the Mess. Then you can check me out. Shit, that's the only thing I got. And YouTube. You can check me out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Killer number two. You know what's going on. Then go check that motherfucker Rich on Accident out. And check that, what else I got? A true story.
Check out that band flip. That K9 and Killer band flip. Check that video out on YouTube.
Hey, dog, you tap in on that Rich on Accident, you're going to see what's going on. But go check that true story out, man. That Rich on Accident is going crazy. Had the summer going crazy, man. Fucked your bitch off that shit on Raleigh.
My niggas, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? Before we get up out of here, if you want to see me other than Om No Jumper, man, make sure you go subscribe to Back on Fig one time. Good looking on that, you know what I'm saying? Some for the ladies, go ahead and hit sosorella.com, you know what I'm saying? Shop at the end of the day merch, you know what I'm saying? It's still up. Don't worry about nothing, you know what I'm saying? And we gone. Out.
Want it.